Hopefully we got all that stuff fixed that was causing us all these headaches these last couple of days. But yes, I am back, and this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk, and today's show is open conversation, which means we're going to talk about any and everything, and it really doesn't matter. That's right. So, with that being said, you want to be a part of the show today, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can join us in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And that's all one word, y'all. And that's how we do it. That's how we do it. Without a doubt, without a doubt. All right, man, I tell you, these last couple of days have been hard. You know, from one day the show just gets cut off completely. Then yesterday I was couldn't get nothing to work on my end. Oh, I think it was atmospheric. We had a bad spirit in the area. But I think we got that bad spirit out now, so we should be good to go. Yeah. Man, let me tell y'all what happened to me this morning, though. I had to go down to the VA hospital. And, you know, it was cold because it's cold here today. Yes, right. It's cold here today. So, you know, I had my little hoodie on and, you know, just walked into the VA hospital. And there's a security guard sitting right behind the desk as you go in. Well, you know, I looked at him and he looked at me. You know, then he got up and started following me. So, you know, I'm like, now I know this cat ain't following me. So, me being me, I let him get just close enough till I stopped, turned around and say, hi, can I help you with something? And you should have seen him. He turned beet red. That junk was so funny. I say, see, that what you get. Nah. See, that's right. You ain't got to be scared of them. You ain't got to be scared of them. Shoot, wear your hoodies. It's cold. That's what I'm talking about right there. Of course, that's just one of the little things that happened to me today. And so, you know, I thought that would do. And, you know, at the VA hospital, you know, they always got them cats in them little hover rounds. And, man, what if they just started having hover round races? You think that'll make some money? Huh? Yeah, have a hover round races. Jokers get up there and start revving the hover rounds, you know, making them spin and suckers and stuff. And then and then they just go. And we see which one get to the finish, the entrance of the store first. I know only I would think of some crazy stuff like that. But I'm just saying, those are some of the things I think about when I'm out and about. You can't be serious all the time, y'all. Sometimes you just have to have fun, you know. And I got another thing. I got something else, too. Just because they make it don't mean you can wear it, all right? Now, especially these, what they call them, these jeans that's supposed to be leggings or stretch jeans or whatever. Look, some of y'all don't need to be wearing those things. I'm just going to put it out there. You put them on, and next thing you know, we looking at bumps and holes and rolls and all kind of stuff, man. Hey, look, we don't need you to do that. Come on. You know, somebody should have told you that that didn't work. All right, that's not what you were supposed to have on. But, okay. All right. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going ahead and leave that alone because today is the day. We have an open conversation, so whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it. We can laugh all show if you want to. I don't care today. It's free fall. But I do care about the rules. So I'll get to those in a little bit. Now let me bring somebody in who did an outstanding job yesterday in carrying on in my absence. And, you know, I want y'all to know I put her in one heck of a position because I couldn't get on. So I want to give some love to her for handling her the business yesterday and making me more comfortable knowing that if anything happens, she'd be able to carry on. All right, without further ado, here she is, my co-host, Sister Ngoni Al. Well, hello, co-host. How you doing? Uh-oh. Can she hear me? Can you hear me now? Ooh. I think she got herself on mute. All right, Antoinette. Oh, no sound, really? Whoa. Antoinette, you can't hear me either? Oh. That is not a good thing. Oh, here we go. Why don't I have sound? I don't know why I don't have sound. I should have sound. Ooh. No sound. Wow. All right. Okay, yes, I hear you. All right. Okay, I guess my co-host don't have any sound right now. All right, thank you. All right. So right now we got our chat room coordinator in the house, Antoinette from Delaware, and we got guests, 1859 and 1873. So y'all welcome to the show. I'm sure we have others coming in. All right, let me see if my co-host is back and ready. Oh, co-host, are you there?
Yes, I'm back in.
Yeah, you back in.
We got thunderstorms going on here. It's pouring down rain. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can believe that. You know, that's like the same thing that was going on through here yesterday. So maybe we found what the culprit was.
Perhaps.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, I'll just give him my outtakes on some few things. You know, I basically said, what if we can have a hover car race? You know what I mean? Get them hovercrafts, them little chairs, and line them up at the back of the store, and they have to go around the store one whole lap. I think that would be funny.
Trying to picture what those are, Eric.
The little chairs with the motorized chairs.
Oh, okay. You call those hoover around like you see on the I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, and you go ahead and make them things go around racing. Oh. Well, I'm just saying. All right.
I did get to hear your story about the hoodie. That was funny.
I know, right? All right.
I'm going to remember that.
You going to remember that? Hey, you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Antoinette said, I don't have any sound now.
I don't know
what's going on. That's what Antoinette said.
Kidding me.
Maybe. All right. Jay Works, Truth Will Out. Can y'all hear me in the chat room? I mean, maybe some refreshing need to go on because I need to know what's going on. Well, yeah, you can hear me. That's a good thing. Okay, Jay Works, yes. All right. And they have to refresh. Okay. Thanks, Jay Works. All right. So, yeah, you know, sometimes you just set them up like they be setting you up, you know? You know, let them get just close enough, and you just turn around and say, hi, can I help you with something? And you'd be surprised at the way they look at you. Like, okay, you son of a gun. Yeah, that's right, you son of a gun. But anyway, that's just
a couple of my
little shorts. I'm sorry, say who?
I said that's a good idea. You can call that reverse intimidation.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, you know, that's always a good thing to do. All right. Well, I think we done talked a little bit, so it's time for the jazz. Now, let me explain this jazz to you. There is no jazz today because for some reason I couldn't get it to load up on the system I usually use. I don't know why it wouldn't load. It was taking forever and it never loaded. So there is no jazz today. Oh, however, I did pick out a song, and I think y'all would like it. It's not jazz, though. I'm going to tell you, it's not jazz at all. But it's a jamming, jamming song. It's a jamming, jamming song. So you ready for the song of the day, co-host?
Yes, I'm ready, Eric.
All right. All right, y'all. Without further ado, here it is, your Windy Wednesday, your Wednesday song of the day.
At the count of three, I want everybody in the place to be to make some noise if you're down with me. 1, 2, 3. Hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. And some of y'all want, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha, I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay, in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out. Shock to the rhythm of the funk design, so I can get busy just one more time to the beat. And you don't quit, it's that old school rap with that new school hit. Be the pipe and pick the pep up, but who rap the rhyme? And I can still rip up the house every goddamn time I get on the mic. I go crazy, peace out to CeeLo, Fletch and Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know, I'm the undisputed king of this disco. And I never let the mic magnetize me no more, cause DJ Kool rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock around with the greatest of these, and swing like a man on the fried Chinese. And if you don't like it, you grab on these. And now I need some help for the mic, so please. Yeah! Ha! So look at here. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat. Oh! Have mercy, babe. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. I need these monitors right here. Music in the monitors. And it's gonna look something like this here. Now, if y'all wanna party like we do, if y'all wanna party like us, let me hear you say, ah, 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 ah. If y'all wanna party like we do, if y'all wanna party like us, let me hear you say, ah, 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 ah. Now when I say, you say, And when I say, hey, you say, ha, hey, ha, ha. stop on the dime. When I say freeze, then it's freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze! Now, all the ladies in the place, if you got real hair, real fingernails, if you got a job, you going to school, and you don't need nobody to help you handle your business, make some noise. One, two, three, come on now. When I say freeze, then it's freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, then it's freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze. Now, to all the brothers in the place that don't give a damn about what them ladies talking about, cause you just trying to get your man, make some noise. Now let me clear my throat. Oh! Happy birthday. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to all the ladies and all the brothers in here. Like to love y'all to get this. Oh, let me send my little shout outs here. Special dedication once again going out to everybody here behind my bay in Philadelphia. We love y'all madly. Special dedication going out to Melo T, Walt Beater Jr., Don Mack, Charlie Mack, DJ Rand, Cosmic Kev. Special dedication going out to Frank C and Lorenzo Ice T. And if you're with me, if you're with me, I need some help from the music, from the maestro. Check it out. Somebody make some noise in this joint, man.
There it was, man. There it was. Woo! Man, what's really going on? Uh-oh. That's not a good thing right there. We're having a party. All right. Did y'all like that? Huh? Did y'all enjoy that? I hope you did. I hope you did, man. Ooh, man, what's going on? I don't know what's going on. We having some issues again. Man, I'm telling you, that was a jam right there. Oh, let me clear my throat. Let me clear my throat. All right. I can about sing all over again. Oh, man, I'm telling you, this is just wow. I don't know what's going on with this thing. I don't know if it's me or the studio or I don't know. It's just driving me bonkers. Really, really bad. Really, really bad. Oh, let me see if we can't fix something here again. Okay, stop. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. I'm going to put something in it. What is going on? Hey, man, I'm telling y'all, I don't know what's happening. We having those issues again. Okay. Must be some bad stuff going on somewhere because it's not on my end, that's for sure. I can't get nothing to work right now. Time has frozen. Time has frozen. I can't get it to work. But anyway, I'm going to keep talking anyway because I can talk. Now, you know, yesterday Sister Ngoni was talking about the, what was she talking about? Oh, yeah, this mysterious illness up in California. Now, I'm going to tell you, man, I think something is up with that. You know, first, they're having the biggest drought they had in a long time. Now they're having mysterious illnesses that are actually actually causing children to become partially paralyzed. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that seems just a tad bit on the shaky.
Well, people, it looks like we have lost Mr. Talk once again. And it is storming here where I'm at. So we're going to see what happens. Let me know if you can hear me in the chat room, please. I don't know if I'm being heard. Okay, thank you, BG23. This is Ngoni Al, once again, standing in for Mr. Talk. Hopefully he'll be joining us back on the line again. We've already had our music for the day. And for those of you just joining us, thanks for coming. And this is amazing that we're having this much technical difficulties. And I'm going to play some music and see if I can get in contact with Mr. Talk and see what he wants to do. And it's storming here real bad, so hold on there, people. I'll give you 6 minutes of music, and I'll be right back with you. Can you hear any music? My controls aren't working. Can you people hear me? This is unreal. VTR. What is it? Okay, thanks, Divine Design. All right, here we go.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the fact from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, one so true, I love you. Thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that holds the grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming. I see the chat room's filling up. Mr. Talks having technical problems again. This is really amazing. Want to thank everybody for being here today. We're going to talk open conversation today. Want to encourage everybody to call in and join the conversation. You can call in and join the show at 347-838-8622, or you can listen to us on the internet by going to blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Okay, we're going to go ahead and do the chat of the day. I'm waiting for the music. Antoinette says she has no sound. Is anybody else out there having sound problems besides Antoinette? Somebody type open mic. Would you please put the music in the chat room and let me know if you got sound? Okay. Thanks, Chef Rob. Chef Rob says he's got sound. So I guess, Antoinette, maybe you need to refresh. Hopefully that will solve the problem. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do the chat, quote of the day. And it's very brief. No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. That's by Albert Einstein. What I'd like to do is ask you all to put your comments in the chat room to see what you think about the chat, if you have any comments. It's pretty straightforward. Okay, yes, I did miss it, music director. I'll find it, though. Thank you very much. Okay, the music was by Sunny, by Benny Hebb, with Your Love, by Donna Summers, and my screen just jumped back up. That's Donna Summers and Groove Lines by Heatwave. Thank you, music director. Well, we're going to have open conversation today, and we have someone on the line waiting to get in, so we're just going to go and see what Mr. James, the first time caller, wants to say today, since this is open conversation. James, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
That's good. Thanks for joining us. What's on your mind today, James?
Well, I just wanted to talk about your quote, the quote for the day.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to expand on it.
Please.
Yes. Basically, what it means is that, you know, a lot of people got to wake up. And sometimes you got everything that you know, you got to erase it completely and have a new way to look at things. Because if you got the same mindset and everything you learned in life sometimes, if it hasn't grown, then, I mean, how are you going to be able to fix any of the problems when you're still stuck in the same mindset? You know, people have been brainwashed to believe, you know, to believe lies, and they're still trying to fix the problem based on how they've been brainwashed.
That's a very good point, and that's very interesting. Share some more of your insight about how you think that people can move out of their level of consciousness when a lot of times people reject new information. Have you found that to be true?
Yeah. I don't know why people reject the information if it's truthful information, and if the things that you've been taught or what you know are actually the root of the problem, and they're the ones that have you in the same position that you're currently in. So why wouldn't you want another alternative? But people rather stay stuck in that same problem that they're in, and they try to fix the problem with other problems, I guess. Like, it's like if you have a tree that's producing bad fruits, how are you going to try to, keep on trying to get good fruits from that same tree and trying to fit? You know, they say that if a tree is producing bad fruits, you have to chop that tree off completely. You know, you got to get to the root of the problem, which is the roots. You know, cut that tree off completely and plant a new one, right?
That
so
sounds very like wisdom to me. But you know what I find, James? You see, first of all, in order to problem solve, you have to be willing to look to see what's going on. And we have so many people today that are in survival mode and fear mode that they reject looking around to see what's going on. Do you find that to be true?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, a lot of people, they're more interested in getting their daily meal, you know, going paying their bills off and just living for the week or for the weekend or for the day, just about how they're going to feed their kids today or how they're going to feed themselves today. You know how they're going to get to work, or, you know, if they're going to get to work, they're more focused on that than looking at the bigger picture and trying to sacrifice a little bit of, I guess they got to sacrifice all that in order to see the bigger picture. Because what's that quote that says that, there's a quote that says that you could give a man a fish and feed him for a day, but, you know, if you teach him how to fish, he's going to feed himself, you know, for a lifetime.
Yes, indeed. Now, you sound like a young man. I don't want to make assumptions, and you don't have to tell me how old you are, but do you have responsibility for others other than yourself, James?
No. Well, yes and no. Yes, I would say right now at the moment, I don't have responsibility. People would say, no, your only responsibility is yourself because I'm on my own. But at the same time, I feel like as I do have responsibilities for others, because the next generation, and not only that, but my kids, if I have kids, when I do have kids, if they grow up in this same system and the way it is, and if they have a completely different mind than the people around from this generation, they're going to look at the way the system is, and they're going to question me, why didn't you do anything about the way things are? And why did you let things get to the way that they are now? You know, because right now it might not be all bad. Even though it is getting pretty bad out there, we can't deny that. But how do you know how it is going to be, let's say, like in the next 10, 20 years? We don't know what world it's going to be.
James, I think that's beautiful, what you're saying, because it shows that you are concerned about not only yourself, but others coming, you know, behind you. And the reason I asked you about whether or not you had others to take care of was I didn't want to just come right out directly and ask you if you had children. But I think it's honorable that people are, you know, focused on survival and taking care of their families and keeping themselves, you know, managing their daily lives. And so I don't want to put anybody down by what I'm saying. I think really more than anything else operates is fear. And I think it's purposely perpetuated in our society today through news, through the propaganda channels. I don't know if you're aware of it, but they just passed laws in this country that now allows the government to propagandize the American people. And since World War II, that has been illegal. Why do you think they want to do something like that, James?
I mean, I think it's pretty clear that the people, you know, these leaders, they don't have the best intention for the people, you know.
I agree with you.
And it's pretty mm-hmm. clear right now. There's a lot of people out in the cold right now, and this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And these people that they've worked all their lives, you know, people that are, you know, 50, you know, 40, I don't know, 60, and these people were on unemployment, and they just cut off their extension. And now these people that have worked so much for the system, they're still wondering why. They keep on, you know, writing these letters to the senators and, you know, keep on voicing out, and they want to be heard, and they keep on saying, well, I've worked all my life, and this is the first time I've been on unemployment because I haven't been, you know, I got laid off, and now, you know, now I got to get money out of my 401k just to survive.
Yes, and I know that that's very, I can't say I know because I haven't personally had the experience. I know of someone that is having the experience. I can imagine that's devastating. It's unfair. It's cruel. And they're also trying to terminate Section 8 housing. They're working on phasing that out. In other words, to make a long story short, they're basically just erasing all the so-called safety net that's supposed to be there to help the people who have worked all their lives, you know, when they have a need. And I don't know, I'm sure you're aware, because you sound like you're very informed, that this is a deliberate plan of action. I mean, this is not happening by accident. And I think a lot of times people, not saying you, James, but people in general, you know, when you say things like that, the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, that sounds like a conspiracy theory. But if you take the time to be aware of what's going on, not only here, but around the world, you can see something's not right. And I think it's just fear that keeps people putting their head in the sand, but they forget that while their head is in the sand, another part of their anatomy is still exposed. So whether they look at it or not, it's still going to affect them sooner or later. You agree with that?
Yeah, I totally agree with that, because, you know, you can't, like you said, put your hand in the sand and say, you know what, I'm just going to keep working and hide behind that, just because you're able to pay, you know, your bills. You know, that doesn't mean that the problem's still not there. And sooner or later, that problem's going to come back to, you know, to bite you. So that's why I say a lot of people have to wake up and try to attack this problem, try to just awaken your mind and your consciousness, you know, like that quote said, to everything that's going on right now. And that's the least you could do, you know, at least accept the truth and accept that there's a problem, you know. But these people don't even want to do that. So how could you even fix all this or try to, like, fix it, when these people don't even want to first, you know, find out what's the root of the problem, like you said?
Well, it's true what you're saying, and yes, I've said that before, but I think, in my opinion, it's better to focus on people who are trying to understand what's going on and, you know, just realize that we are all where we are and the level of our awareness, understanding, and consciousness because of, you know, the experiences we have, and I don't think we should judge that. It's disappointing, especially when you know, maybe you're in a situation where you don't have too many people to talk to about these things. It feels kind of lonely sometimes, doesn't it, James?
I mean, I've always had, like, ever since I was growing up, I always had, like, a concern, like, against just a concern for everything around me, like seeing how things are and the way they work. I always doubted it, you know. I always doubted, like, is this the right thing, or just, you know. And then, like, at the age of 16, 17, I started realizing more things, and I started questioning, you know, my own family, like talking to my own family about these things that are going on. And, you know, at that moment, I didn't really have the best way to explain it to them, so. They probably, you know, I thought that probably was the issue, that they didn't want to, like, believe a lot of the stuff that I was telling them, a lot of family members and all that. And so now 5 years later, you know, I'm 23 now, I started explaining this to them, you know, again, and it's like they still don't listen, you know. They still, it's like you said, they got their heads stuck in the sand. They just want to do that. And I think that I was the one that was wrong. They try to portray you as you're the one that, like, you're the one that's crazy, you know. You're focusing too much. They just, the only thing that's, you know, the world's just going to keep, you know, revolving, or the world's going to keep going. That, you know, they just say things like that, you know. They don't really, like, pay attention to, they don't try to focus on the real problem, I guess.
I understand where you're coming from, and I've had the same experience, and I suggest that, hopefully, you can find other people in your age group who are seeking to understand and who want to work and take actions to make things better. Have you done a lot of research on what kind of anything come to mind that, in, you know, struck your attention more than others? Any information that you seem to be immersed in, or are you just dealing with in general study of history and politics or whatever?
Well, like I said, I used to, like, think about it from, you know, you start blaming, like, you know, government. You just say, oh, these guys are corrupt. These guys they're just looking, you know, for the best in their interest. You start thinking like that, and oh, they're just corrupt, this and that. Then you start blaming it on other things, this and that. But like I said, it seems as these guys, how can you be that evil though? You know, how can you be so evil to that point? It's obvious that to me that these guys have to, you know, I think these guys are Satan is really behind all this, in my opinion, in this world, because in the Bible, I don't know if you guys believe in the Bible or whatever, but in the Bible, it says that that the spirits, you know, that we don't rule against flesh. We don't wrestle with flesh. We wrestle with spirits and leadership, you know, in high places, in spiritual wickedness in high places, you know, and in spiritual darkness within the rulers of this world, you know. So sometimes you gotta really analyze what that means.
That is very deep, and for you to be 23, I find you very interesting, and it's so true. And it, when you start to look around and to investigate and try to understand your environment, it feels frightening, overwhelming. Do you find that sometimes?
Yeah, you know, yeah, you just got to. Sometimes I try to, like I said, sometimes I try to focus when I was trying to, you know, on waking up, like, people around me. Then I just say, mm-hmm. You know what, let me just get myself right, too. You know, cause, you know, sometimes you just got to focus on, you know, on getting yourself right. You know, how they say we live in a time where it's time for self-judgment. You know, we can't go around judging others and stuff. You just got to, you know, try to eat healthier, try to get our mind right, just trying to have peace of mind and be right, you know, and that's when you realize you can't really fear all this stuff, you know. I really don't fear it. It's going to happen, it's going to happen, and I just have that mind state where, you know, it is what it is, you know. All these things that, you know, a lot of these evil stuff, there's nothing new under the sun, you know.
That's very true, and I had, when I first, started questioning, you know, fortunately I had some family members that were readers and, you know, shared some books and things with me, which opened my eyes to certain things, and I went off, you know, on a tangent, sharing books, lost a lot of good books I never got back, copying articles and dubbing tapes and, oh, wow, you know. And I finally came to the realization that it's improper to you know, to approach people that way. And my philosophy is that, you know, I'm not qualified to wake the dry bones. The Creator can do that. So I think you're very wise to focus on yourself. Doesn't mean we don't care about other people. It's not a selfish way. It's a respect of where other people are and where they choose to be, because I respect other people's free will. You know, we all have free will, and yeah, wow, I gotta show you some love, James. You don't have to, don't run away. It's just you and I. I'd like to, if you give me a minute, I'd like to welcome and invite people to call in, and the call-in number is 347-838-8622, and join the conversation. It's open conversation today, so whatever on your mind, we can talk about, and I want to show James some love because he's just, I think, incredible young man. So, and I think you're also a first-time caller, aren't you, James? Or have you joined us before on Mr. Talk Show?
Yeah, I've joined Mr. Talk before.
Well, thank you for coming today. And have you heard of Mark Passio?
No.
Are you in the chat room, James?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm going to put a link in to a Mark Passio presentation. It's a long presentation. Matter of fact, it's 7 hours, so it may take you a while to get through it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to share this with the people in the chat room, and I'm going to say the name of the presentation for those on the phone who may not be able to see. It's called Mark Passio, New Age Bull Blank and the Suppression of the Sacred Masculine, with extended slides. It presents what we're faced with And it also suggests ways to work on yourself and to help others who are interested in knowing what you know, James. And
yes.
He's very down to earth, and I hope you'll get a chance to check that out. I think you'll find it of value, and I hope other people will take an opportunity, those that are in the chat room and listening on the ear, to check that out on YouTube. Again, that's Mark Passio, P-A-S-S-I-O, New Age Bull, and the Suppression of the Sacred Masculine. Now, yesterday we had a conversation. We had a lot of feedback in the chat room, some positive, mostly not. And there were some questions asked, you know, are we talking New Age? No, we weren't talking New Age. At least I can say myself, I understand where New Age movement came from. It's really warmed over Christianity with a slant on it to suppress our ability to do critical thinking. Because what it teaches is, you know, the only thing we need to worry about is feeling good and being happy.
Right.
That's kind of now, you know, when we have pedophiles and we have people in policy-making positions who are in now working to make laws to make pedophilia acceptable in this society.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And that just scratches the surface of the kind of laws that they're trying to put in place.
They say they wanted to make it just another a sex preference, right?
Yes, gay marriage, and I don't know if that's the proper term, but that's what they were working to try to get through to classify.
You know how it works first. You know, they condition us to believe that homosexuality is all right, and that's just between two people, you know, and now we've been conditioned to be like, you know what, yeah, that's okay, that's between them. Let's not criticize them or whatever, let them do that. And now they hit us with another thing, you know.
Well, I really have some kind of contradictory thoughts about the whole thing,
yes,
as far as homosexuality goes, and I'll tell you why. Because, number one, I know that they're doing things. Have you heard of gender benders?
No.
Well, they're chemically doing things to alter us. And so, therefore, with that in mind, and also know a little bit about Greek history, and, you know, that was a phenomena in that era. And it seems like, and I could be wrong, but it seems like when we come to a cycle when so-called civilization is starting to break down, that seems to become more prevalent in society.
But like you said, it's not, like you said about the whole Greek history. So in
mm-hmm.
reality, it's not new age stuff, right? This has happened before.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't trying to connect that with my statement about New Age. I was responding to some people that were in the chat room yesterday that asked the question whether we're New Age. But as far as the homosexuality, my contradiction is that since these people are in the world, they exist, they were created like I was, I don't feel I have a right, although I don't think it's culturally acceptable based on my teachings, I wouldn't do anything to harm them. You understand what I'm saying? Like some people go out and beat them or castigate them or whatever. I wouldn't go that far, although I don't embrace it. So that's why I said I kind of have a contradictory. I'm not well thought on that particular topic. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's natural, but they're here. And I think the reason they're here is because they're being created to be here by chemical cocktails and pharmaceuticals and nanotechnology and so forth and so on. You see what I mean?
It's real weird that we got to this point where these guys are doing a lot of weird stuff, you know, with chemicals and technology, and, you know, instead of using it for good, they're using it for bad. That's what it seems.
Yes. This is a noise, James.
Excuse me? I hear some noise.
All right, what's going on this show right here? I ain't been hearing nothing, so y'all need to bring me in. What's going on? That's right, Mr.
Well, James and I have talked. James is, he said he's been with us before. He's a very knowledgeable young man, and he and I have been dialoguing. I see we have some hands up now that can join in the conversation, and glad to hear you back, boss.
Yeah, I've been trying, man. I tell you, you'd be surprised what you have to do to get back on. But I am here. Hey, y'all, this is Let's Talk On. I'm doing good, James. This is Let's Talk On Blog Talk Radio. Y'all want to join the conversation today, give us a call, 347-838-8622. Join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And don't forget, you can email me at EricLessTalk@gmail.com. All right, so we've been discussing, from what I'm seeing in the chat room, homosexuality? Okay.
Mr. Talk, we talked about a variety of things. I had myself on mute because I was typing. No, we talked about the current state of humanity. James talked about his experience as a young man, realizing that something's not right. He talked about the fact that he recognizes we're dealing with wicked spirits in high places. He talked about how his family doesn't, you know, seem to want to know about what's going on. And 5 years into his awakening, they still don't want to know. So we had a general conversation about
okay.
Things.
All right. Understood. Wow. All right. Let's see, boy. I'm gonna let y'all go on so I can catch up. So y'all continue the conversation, and I'm gonna catch up, and I'll hop in a few minutes, okay? Woo! But let's
excuse
see.
Me, Mr.
Yes,
I didn't
was saying,
get that.
I was saying, go ahead and finish your conversation while I catch up a little bit, and you know, we'll handle the rest of it. I'll hop in.
Well, okay, hop in now, because we've been talking a long time. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, talk about hop in now. Look at there. Oh, well, you know, it's kind of hard, but, yeah, I'm going to get there. All right, so let's see. First, I got to give my shout-outs to the chat room. Alora Evanis, Antoinette, BG23, Bible Truth by Benny, Chef Rob, H2O, Divine Design, all my guests, JC Forever, Living the Devilicious Life, Liz Carr, Lynn House Gallery, No Airs, Open Mic Tahaka, Robert, Truth Will Out, and Truth Seeker. I think, okay, we got them all in now. All right, woohoo! It's time to go to work. All right, so, James, quickly catch me up on your what you were saying so we can go from there.
Yeah, we were just talking about the quote of the day.
Uh-huh.
When we're talking about how people, you know, they gotta be awake. They gotta, you know, spread their mindset and try to expand their mindset just further, you know, because a lot of people, they're just stuck into the mindset that they've been brainwashed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So they gotta step away from television. They gotta, everything that you know, you gotta step away from that. Or use that same information that you've been taught, use it to your own advantage, and look at the flip side of it, you know?
Right.
Has this temper. Yeah.
You know, and you know what? I'm with you now. I'm on the wavelength now. All right. You know, I've heard quite often, you know, as part of the awakening, so-called awakening, that you don't need to you don't need to watch a lot of television. But here's my input on that. Yes, the television has a lot of negative connotations on it, and, you know, has stuff to take your mind off what's really happening. However, if you are truly awakened, you know, as to what's going on, sometimes it's good to watch the boob tube. Because a lot of times they putting things on the boob tube that is either happened already or they're planning to initialize. Understand what I'm saying? So they put it on it to make you think that is fantasy when actually that is truth. And if you're really, your mind is really open to what's going on and you have an understanding of that, then right then you can see what's going on, and you have a better understanding and can prepare yourself just a little bit better. Like this show that comes on called Intellectual, where they done put this where they done put the microchip in this guy's brain, you know, make him a walking computer. And you think they haven't done that already? You know, it's a reason why they're talking about cutting this military down to levels before World War II, because they're going technological and they have already done these type of things, so they know. So basically what they're saying, we really don't need all that because we got our robots. We got our humans with the computer chips in their head. We already have that. So we need to just break it to the public nice and easy, but we already got it. So, I mean, that's just my take on it. That's my take on it. So I understand what you're saying, and it's really it's something to look out for. You know, because I find myself, number one, I'm looking at things completely different now, and that's since I've been doing this show. You know, and but I see in the chat room everybody saying spend more time in reading and research and execution. Well, you know, Tahaka, I agree with the reading, research, and execution, but it's one thing to have read it, and it's another thing to have seen it, what you're looking for. And sometimes you need to see it or something close to it to open your mind up a little further so you know exactly what you're looking for. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't mean anything, but I'm just saying. So that is what I'm talking about right there. So let me bring 845 in real fast and see what they got going on. All right, let's go. Eric Cole, 845. How you doing today?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Robert.
That's good to hear. You know, I come into the show, I got the message and the email. You know, I do check my email regularly now.
Uh-huh.
I see that I'm missing out on a lot of shows, a lot of your shows, by not looking at the email more often.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can see how important it is to check your email.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have missed your show. I'm learning quite a bit by listening. You're like a liberal college here in your room. You can probably get a liberal arts degree just by coming into your room. You know, if you gave out degrees.
Robert? You know, and that's what I love about my chat room, because I don't care. I don't care what they are. You know, as long as they come in there and they have something, you know, valuable to use, or just make, you know, bring something to the conversation, I have no problem. I love my chat room, because my chat room be rolling sometimes, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, I got to say. Huh?
What was your co-host and James talking about? I went to that person's website. I guess it's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the title. Let me go there. New Age Bullshit and the Suppression of the Sacred Masculine.
Well, that's I know who that is, Mark Passio. And you need to listen to it. Don't let the title get you, you know, listen to it. It really makes a lot of sense, you know. So
is he a homo?
No, not that I'm aware of. I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't hang out with him all day. But hold on, Robert. Let me bring somebody else in who want to get a piece of the conversation. All right. 111, welcome to the show. What's going on? Oh, well, I guess he dropped. Well, hopefully they get back on. But, you know, I see a whole lot of stuff going on here talking about bashing of Christians. And why do you, you know, when we get to talking about certain things, and I'm reading this out of the chat room, y'all. And we get to talking about certain things. There's always somebody who has to bring the demonize somebody in during the conversation. Leave it alone. You know, we don't do that here. We don't demonize anyone because, as I say before, everybody's welcome on the show. Whatever they think is welcome, long as it's not derogatory, and we don't have any problem with that. So if they want to say what they want, let them say it. Heck, you know. You know, like they say, yes, go ahead, co-host.
I'm sorry, you go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm just saying, you know, and you know, that they just talk crazy. You know, no one demonizes any other religion or anything like that. You know, heck, I don't care. I don't care. I'm not cussing, Jason.
This is lightweight. Yesterday, someone suggested that it was demonic talk we were doing and cut out, okay?
Okay. All right. Oh, you know what? Here it is. I know what it is. I miss saying, telling y'all the rules, didn't I? So let me roll the rules out real fast. All right. They say, I told y'all we encourage everybody on open dialogue and everyone's opinion. You have to respect everyone. You know, even in the chat room, respect them. You know, they have thoughts you may not agree with. However, you know, their thoughts are welcome. Now, it's just it's just that way. Make your comments short as possible and no personal attacks, whether you're on the air or in the chat room. Of course, there is no words such as N-word and the B-word and the hoes and anything derogatory we don't do here on Let's Talk, okay? I'm just letting them be said. No, I don't call people blah, blah, and blah, blah, and SB too smart. You know what? You all right with me. You know that. You really are. And you know what? Everybody say goodbye to SB too smart. Oh, what'd you say? Oh, here you go.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Mr. Talk.
Yes.
Mr. Talk.
Yes.
How many times have you been on a phone call and you get another phone call and the person on that phone call has somehow taken over your time and you don't realize it, and they're trying to push their idea on you, right? Well, that happened to me before I called you. I was on a call, and this salesperson from another company calls, and he has me going over into this website, and I told him I'm on another call, you know, and the guy still keeps pushing. And
right.
He got angry with me because I wouldn't give him time.
Hey, you
know what I'm saying? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it has. It has happened to me before. But you know what? Then in that situation, you have to make a choice. Okay, and here's the choice. Am I going to sit here and continue to listen to this, or am I, you know, and stay, you know, within what I know, or am I going to say, okay, enough of this, close my mind and just get rid of them? It's simple. I mean, there are people out there that will push and push and push. Now, you know, and sometimes you get to the point to where it becomes annoying, the lack of a better word, annoying. So, you know, as I say, eventually you have to decide whether you want to continue to hear or you have to stand up for yourself and let them know, look, I understand you have your point of view and I have mine, you know, but I'm not changing. So, you know, thank you and I'll see you later. That's where I'm going. That's what I'm saying anyway. You know, but sometimes it's actually good to listen to other people, whether they're pushy or not. That way you may learn a little bit, but that don't mean you have to change the way you think. You know.
Right. I told the guy, I said, I'm on another call. I'll give you a minute at the most, but I'm on another call. He's on hold. Do you mm-hmm. want to go on a three-way call with us? No.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I got to let you go. Bye. That's after 30 seconds. But I've noticed people in general now, for some reason, they're trying to protect their way of belief, like you're saying now. But you've got to give people a chance to express their ideas. Well, if you did that to everyone who's after your money, that's what it all comes down to. Everything comes down to money somehow, some way. You know, who's going to get the money? I'm going to get the money out of their pocket, or they're going to get it out of mine. It seems to be people who, you know, earn less than $100,000 a year think that everybody's after their money, so they went into a protective mode and pushing their ideas out on somebody, and they're not jingling any change in their pocket. You know, so
right.
What is it? Get even mode, or well, I've just noticed that in general. You're walking out the street, you hear it all the time. You know, it seems like the person that doesn't have anything is putting the pressure on those that do now. It seems strange. Things have changed around. Go ahead.
You know that has been the way of the human life basically from the beginning of time. You know, you got something I want, you know, I'm going to try and talk you out of it as much as I can. You know, actually, that's how wars get started. You know, you got something I want, and you won't give it to me, so, okay, I'm going to be bad, but and come take it from you. You know, so it's things like that you really have to just be like, man, come on. You know, but some of them get paid to do it, and some of them actually be worse off than the people they're calling, but you will never know it because they're on the other side of the phone, and they actually have scripts and things they have to read to make them sound like they're, you know, much doing better than what they are. So that's what's going on that. When I see I got another caller on the line. Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
Can I jump in here before you bring the other caller in?
Okay, go ahead.
I think in regards to what you and Robert were talking about, what do you think about the fact that this concept or ideology of collectivism is being perpetuated in this society today where they use, arm bending to or attacks, you know, that you're not supposed to step outside the box or talk about things that are not generally accepted by the masses or the general public, you know, that are under the sway of whatever ideology or religious belief or so forth and so on. It seems like there's this effort, you know, to chill people out that want to think beyond what they've been taught. You see what I'm saying, Mr. Robert and Mr. Talk?
Well, it seems to me that you jump way out there into the universe with that thought pattern you just had. I'm trying to correlate what you're saying to what Mr. Talk and I were talking about. You know, you're a very bright woman. I noticed that in the shows that I've listened to. That one's taken me for a ride into a brand new hologram. I mean,
come on, Mr.
Wow.
Come on, Mr.
Can you bring it down just a little bit and state what you're saying again?
basically, okay. There's people out there that's going to, that no matter what, they're going to, if you don't give it to them, they're going to bend your arm backwards, or they just going to do everything they can to get what you want. Basically, that's what you're saying.
No.
That's not it?
No, Mr. Talk. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
By collectivism is they're going to do everything they can to make you bend to the status quo.
Right.
Oh, I see now.
Yeah, okay. They want you to march in lockstep. Like, visualize how it is in China, where you see a sea of Chinese in orange uniforms all marching in lockstep. You know, that's what they're trying to do here in this society now. They want everybody on the same page, and anybody stick their head up to say, wait a minute, something don't look right. They're supposed to get knocked back down to where everybody else is. That's what I mean by collectivism.
Well, you know what? That is basically going on now anyway, roundabout little.
Are you there, Mr. Talk?
You must have left again. I see what you're talking about. You know, you talk about Chinese. You talk about the Chinese marching together. Every time I see that, it says,
"Mr. Robert, to illustrate my point, I'm not saying anything against the Chinese people and their society. It's just that they have a communistic society, which is collectivism, and the government dictates how many children they can have, what they can think, what they can eat, how they are supposed. You see what I'm saying? Every detail of their life is centralized, and it comes from the government down to the people. And I think that's what there's an attempt being made to create that same kind of environment here with collectivism.
I think so. I think you're right. I think you're right on that.
I want to make a quick point.
Yes.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you guys seen that movie, The Matrix, where Morpheus was telling Neo that some people that are stuck in the Matrix, they're not going to want to be unplugged, you know, and they're going to fight. They'll even fight you to stay in the Matrix. You know, they'll even fight to protect the same system that's enslaving them, you know. So I think that goes around in this world, too, that when you try to talk to your friends or somebody, you know, that has been brainwashed, you know, by what everybody, the status quo, they will even demonize you, your own friends and family will turn around and try to portray you as a, you know, as a weirdo, antisocial, you know, they'll try to come up with anything so they could, like, and if you're not strong enough, you will bend, you know, especially if you're barely, like, starting to wake up to this, and then you start speaking out. And if you're not strong enough, you'll bend. You know, they'll make you not want to speak out because they're going to label you all this stuff. So, yeah, what you were saying is totally true.
Yeah, I think we have Mr. Excuse me one second, and thank you very much, James, for that feedback. I think we have Mr. International on the line. Let me see who this is. Is this Mr. International?
Hello, Mr. International? Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for joining the conversation. And what's on your mind today, Mr. International?
I was listening over the phone for a minute there, and I think that the synapses of what's really going on is that when you have your history that is currently in the books, and when men and women start to research what that history is, all you hear about really is villains, demons, entities, evil in high places, kill, steal, rob, destroy. You hear about those stories right there when it comes to those that had it before the ones that took it. And so the story of the ones that took it, that's what the American people and all around the world they're going through right now. Because you have over here what's called bankruptcy, but all around the country it's called a default. So you have these governments that when men and women try to, based upon decisions of the United Nations, when they're telling them they have to put money in this fund for Africa, and this right here is going to bankrupt these governments. And there's other issues also with the debt still not being money coming out of thin air. But for the most part, when you look at the other side of that coin, then you hear about the ones that actually bring men and women together, like a Martin Luther King Jr. or so on and so on, or those of what they teach you in your books about Harriet Tubman. And so you kind of say, well, that's an honorable woman or that's an honorable man. Why? Because of the goodness that has been said about them. So when the negativity outweighs the goodness, then that means that you're about to have another cycle that has been repeated throughout history. This is all they know. The question is, how are you going to let it affect you? What kind of power are you going to give to it? Cut it off before it gets an opportunity to waste any of your time.
Very good. Very good. Mr. International, are you a school teacher?
That goes back to, and I want to say this also, when someone asks you a question pertaining to someone else, then if they're really interested, then they're going to go research whatever it is that they're curious about. And if they have a tendency that may blend with the other individual that they're seeking based upon a question that was admitted out of either error or just lack of thought, then they can get their answer. And that's a big problem with a lot of men and women. We try to answer for someone else. Just answer for yourself what you know, what you've learned, and then apply that and see if it works for you. Everything is not going to work. That's why you have the power to make a choice. But getting back to your question, no, I'm not a school teacher.
Well, you ought to be one.
Well, I have to, my name is Tahaka. I have to agree with the gentleman about doing what works for you, because he was talking about collectivism, and what I do is work from a whole different approach and use things that work for me. I'm not sure if this was the same broadcast I was on before, after canceling the mortgage on my house and getting a confirmation from the county letting me know that that had been done, and also being able to travel anywhere I want to go inside the city without using a driver's license or registration or any of that stuff. Because when you learn something and create your own contracts, you can enforce your own contracts, because the United States doesn't interfere with your right to make contract, and that can be done verbally as well as on paper. And you can also take create a verbal contract and transform it into a written contract and enforce that at the same time. So what are you saying about what works for you? I believe that you can do these things, because I have done them and provided evidence and proof for other people to see, and it's up to them to do the same thing. That's what I wanted to add.
And that's very key. And there's more than one way to do something, as long as you know you're going for the truth. If it's the truth is what you're seeking, then we all take different avenues to get to the truth. But the thing about it is, when you get into the truth, you know that you have to go through some lies. And so when you get past what the lies are and you start to realize what doesn't work for you and you get on the right path, you stick with that path. And then nothing can divert you to the left or the right. Your blinders are on. You're headed straight ahead because your eyes are on the prize. Stop taking your eyes off the prize. Stop fumbling around with your blinders, so to speak, and just stay on that path. And once that works for you, then you say, okay, what else do I want to conquer? This is what you do to conquer. This is the original etymology of when it was created to be. I'm focused. My eyes are on the prize. I'm going to go get that prize. And I'm not going to harm anyone in the process of doing it. I'm not going to talk down to about anyone on the way to do it. I'm not going to do anything that would allow anyone to have any of my power, yet it be if it's negative, when it leaves out of me with the wrong purpose, or whether it's something that was inside of me. What I'll do is on my path is I'll help uplift and energize you as I go along. But I'm not going to take anything from you, but I'll give something to you. Why? Because this is what you need. It may not be what you want, but it's what you need. And that's called looking out for one another. That's what they don't do. That's why everything is imploding on them. That's why the system is imploding. Everything is imploding because they do not look out for one another. It's a me, me, me attitude.
All right, you're a lawyer. You're a lawyer, aren't you? Admit it.
You're getting close. You're getting close.
Getting close? You're a
judge. You're getting close. It's the opposite of that right there. It's like an oxymoron. You can't call a lawyer honest, you know, because those two just don't exist. So flip that coin over, and now you've gotten to a level there.
I agree with the co-host in what she was talking about collectivism. She's absolutely right. I mean, you know, I look today at everything. I was actually thinking about it earlier today. At what point in United States history did we lose our control? Because I see the U.S. like losing on every front now. We're losing financial control. we're losing education control. I mean, where are we now? Are we becoming a third world country to others? You know, is that the way other countries look at us? People used to come to the United States to be free, but are we losing our freedom, and who are we losing it to? You know,
Can I say it like this right here? I drove an 18-wheeler truck and owned my own business for roughly 14 and a half years. Now, we're going to use just go with me and kind of think about this. You and I are standing at the bottom of a hill. There's a truck that's coming down the hill at 150 miles per hour, has lost its brakes. You and I look at one another. I jump out of the way, and you get ran over. Do you think I'm going to say we got ran over?
Hell
so get out of the way. Don't call if you're not part of the we, get out the way. If you're not part of the we, get out of the way. Don't focus so much on them. Focus on what you need to focus on is what you have dropped the ball on to actually get ran over, where it's affecting you, and then it's putting it where you have to go ahead and peek through your windows and make sure that no one's coming in your house and taking what you got, because you know what their mentality is. It puts you on fear mode, and you have to drop the fear. Drop the fear and get out the way. It has nothing. If it has nothing to do with you, you know for a fact that my hands are clean. I'm out the way. It can't run me over. It's just that simple.
So you're looking out for you is what you're saying, right?
No, what I'm saying is as you begin to know who you are at a starting point, then you grow from that starting point. But if you are the one that's getting ran over, you haven't reached that starting point. There is a starting point. There is a start of knowledge. There is a start of wisdom. There is a start in the beginning of all things created. You just have to know where you fit in.
All right. You're a new ager, right?
I'm not. I heard that in when I was looking on the smaller boot or the laptop. And I heard that mentioned in there also. Now, I don't know what that terminology means because I haven't looked up that word. But as I do know words, one thing I can tell you about them is that they come in cycles also. And so as they come in cycles, sometimes they are diluted, but they still have the same meaning. And so when you get down to what the etymology of the word is, it's what has been here for centuries. Now, the question is, who created it? That would have been a better question. Who created it? Where did it come from? So then you do your research. You do your homework, and you find out through generations what it was called in the beginning and how it took on a negative connotation and why that connotation has been placed there and who does it benefit, who does it harm. And then you make a choice to either get out the way or get ran over. Hope that answers your question.
Well, if you ponder upon an idea and you do your homework, you do your research, a new idea pops up. So are you saying you're a student all your life and hopefully you can take a breath once in a while, relax and see where you're at? Are you missing the boat? You know, what time do you give up studying?
A student is only a student when a student has a teacher. Otherwise, you can't be a student. So who taught you? Who's teaching you? Are you a student of yourself? I'm a student of myself. Where do I get my knowledge? I get my knowledge from the teachers that came before me, and I watch and I see the experiences that they had and the path that they set for me. And they said, well, if you try to do it this way right here, they're going to do this to you. If you try to do it that way, they're going to do that to you. So let me tell you right now, stay on this path right here, and they can't touch you. As a matter of fact, half the time they can't even see you. So the thing is just stand on that path. That's it. A teacher is only a teacher when they have a student. I am a student of myself. As my teachers, the information, the real information, the truth that they've let those trailblazers, whether they call them Islamic rebels or whether they call them still in their own kind and they're no good and they're filthy and this and whether it's the one that was sitting back saying, come in here, come out of the cold. No, no, you shouldn't be going through this right here. Slavery is over with. It's been abolished. Come on in from the outdoors. So I look for those type of men and women. They're out there. The question is, do they want to stand on that point and move forward? That's a choice. If you don't want to, I'm not going to force it upon you, because then it's not your choice. It's my decision.
Well, you seem to be a person that is becoming self-actualized. Are you familiar with that term?
Well, if you're talking about, I believe you're talking about something called, Maslow hierarchy or something to that effect. And I think that's based up on Sigmund Freud and things of that nature right there. And that has a lot to do with what's called an ego. And so that ego is what gets, what will get most men in trouble, because the root of ego is white supremacy, male domination. That's the real reason why Sigmund Freud came up with that terminology. So I would say, if you research Freud and research some of the professors that disagreed with his findings, some of the black professors that disagreed with his findings, and see how it took off from there.
So do you believe ego is something that man must get rid of in order to progress without war?
This is the thing. It's a choice. I can't say what man needs to do. I can't say what woman needs to do. All I can do is focus on what I need to do. Now, if you ask me, did I have an ego at one point in time, and if I don't have it right now, and if you don't think that I have one, then how did I get rid of it? And I can speak for myself.
Well, you're coming out with something sounding like parables, where you're allowing the person to think about what you just said. I see nothing wrong with that kind of teaching, but things are moving so rapidly now, and people are becoming more aware without their even wanting to become aware. Things are opening up, our minds are opening up. I've been around the sun 68 times. I'm considering myself to be unlimited now. I never liked mathematics in the past. All of a sudden, I'm studying Platonic solids. I mean, I was never interested into figuring things out mathematically. I always used calculators, but now I'm getting to the nitty-gritty. Do you find that men and women now are becoming more aware and surprised about that fact?
I don't know if they're surprised. Like I stated before, I can't speak for them. I really can't. I can't speak for them. All I can do is speak for myself. You can ask me, or you can call in, and some other callers may want to call in, and you can ask them that question. But the question has to be pertaining to me. Now, if it's a process that I've used that was successful, then I will share that information with you and whomever else is listening.
What method are you using in conversation?
What method am I using in conversation? I'm using whatever energy is necessary in order to connect to the energies that need that energy, and the ones that do not, it does no harm. Because just as I physically walk, I can do the same things in the metaphysics.
Okay, that's where I thought you were coming from. That's why I just...
No, that's not where I'm coming from. That's where you're headed to. That's where you're headed to.
You're very... very bright individual, very bright, and very smart, and you converse with intelligence. We need more people like that communicating, because your ideas are very solid, and if people were to speak the way you do, which gives off a connotation of honesty and not trickery in conversation, our world, I believe, would be a whole lot better off with individuals like you holding conversations. We had to put you in the UN.
Well, I've been researching them for quite a while, and I've researched them for quite a while, and I think that they're doing just fine. I think that what it is more or less, in regards to what we have, which is what's called an opinion. You know, sometimes men and women get caught up in opinion. I think this, I feel this way about you, and things like that, which is all in good from the man or woman that is speaking it. But I don't know you, and you don't know me. So the thing is that I could be totally wrong and everyone disagrees with me and you tell me something that makes me feel good or something that validates me and I continue on with the cause. So it's more or less getting back to the root of it. I don't let anything, allow anything to move me. So that's where you have to start at. Where are you at and what is going to move you and which direction are you going to move into and sticking that to that direction as long as it benefits and edifies and helps and not hurt. It's just that simple. It's not a process where I have to be put into a place to represent it. It's not a process of, oh, I'm too old. I've lived a long life, and so I'm over. My time is up. You youngsters, go ahead and do that. As long as you keep, no, because there's influence. If it's something that you know is correct, then you stand up for it. You find out what direction will I be served best, and you head in that direction. It's just that simple. You can get on the internet and you can get on the chat room and you can make positive and send information to help young men and young women share that wisdom.
Have you found that once a person learns and decides for himself that they're going to do it and they go out and do it, they become a stockbroker. They start making money. Would you think that if you were in that same pair of shoes and you're making a whole lot of money, do you find yourself losing control of yourself, being successful now, and forgetting where you came from?
You know, one of the greatest feelings that I've ever had that I can remember is being born again. That's one of the greatest feelings I've ever felt in my life is being born again. It has. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
It had nothing to do with...
Stop the phone going on in the background. Could you please mute yourself?
I turned it off, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Robert.
Sorry about that.
Being reborn again is the key thing. Because when you came into this world, you were naked. And when you die, you can't take it with you. Well, you can, but that's another story. When I say born again, I'm not talking about a religious principle or a religious practice that has been practiced throughout generations. I'm talking about a knowledge of self and who I am, what I am. What I have to offer, what are my powers, that's being reborn again. You may, if you decide to make a choice and continue, I believe you said you're, 66 or 68? And so, I think it was 68. And so the thing is that if you live to be 200 and some odd years old, you know what they're going to call you? If you do the process right now of being born again, and knowing where you're at to help and not hurt, they're going to call you what they call Methuselah in the Bible. A lot of men and women have never researched Methuselah, but Methuselah stayed on this planet long enough to go ahead and accomplish what it is that you can. So age is not a limit. What you have right now in the physical is not what it's about. You have to get that out of your mind. It's not about what I have. It's about what I don't have. Because what you physically see is an optical illusion. Made to sit upright, but in the back of your cerebral cortex, it's flipped upside down. So it's these things right here are done a very specific way that when you see these things, you think that they have value, but they really truly don't. And so it's a matter of being reborn again, and I guarantee you, that way if you really know for a fact that this cause over here needs this amount of money to continue on and then you donate to that cause, or you don't have to donate money. You can donate time. You can donate wisdom. You can donate knowledge. Share information on websites like the young lady does when the young man called in earlier, and he's dealing with the same situation that I dealt with. But those that know me now and see the results, they're getting on board. And that's for you, young man. Continue to do what you're doing, and they're going to get on board. But you have to allow them to make the choice to do so. If they choose not to, that's their choice. Be fine with it. Don't treat them any different. Don't continue to try to brainwash them. That's what you're trying to do, which is a good thing. But you don't have to waste your energy on that anymore. Let your actions, your walk, your journey, your words, your spirit, your power speak for you. You have more senses than you could ever imagine that you're going to be able to utilize as you go on that walk. And for you to hang on to them and try to convince them, you're wasting time in getting to those full senses. And you're wasting a lot of time.
I got a question. What if you're not around them? What if you're not around them? How could they see, like, there's no communication, and let's say you're not around those same people. How does that work? What do you do then?
Have you ever heard the saying, no news is sometimes good news?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm one of 10, I was born one of 10 boys, 5 girls. And so we had brothers and et cetera in the family, and sometimes a brother would disappear. And they would be gone for 2-3 days or whatever the case may be, with no calls, et cetera. But we knew there were drinkers. Some of them were on drugs and whatnot. And we were like, well, no news, so that means it's good news. But the time that we had the bad news was when they were actually physically around, okay? So there's patterns here that when someone is, because see, just like you have an opportunity to pick up the phone and call them, they have an opportunity to pick up the phone and call you if you choose to do it that way. So the communication lines are there. The question is, do I want to open them or should they open them? It may not be time for you to open those lines of communication. That goes back to you don't have to force what it is that you know is truth and knowledge to anyone. The truth stands on itself. It doesn't need anyone to lean on because it's tired or sit back and take a deep breath. No, the truth continues on. It doesn't stop. That's what time is. That's what we were talking about earlier. We're talking about bending time with matter. That's metaphysics. And that's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be bending time with what matters, the real matter, you. And so everywhere you go, this is what you're going to do. And when you try to stay in, so I'm hoping to help you then.
And what if this whole time too that, like you say, you're not communicating with them, but this whole time it being brainwashed by another person too?
Well, I mean, so you're going to waste your energy? Are you from a large family?
No, I don't think no.
Okay, so when you say
what do you
don't
mean
think
when you
so?
Say large family, I mean
okay,
I got a family, but I don't keep in contact with all of them, you know.
Okay, I was born the seventh child to my mother, and so what that allowed me to do, being the seventh child born, it allowed me to identify with the younger ones in the family, and it allowed me to identify with the older ones, but I didn't have to pick a side. I could be myself. So where are you at in your family?
I just got one brother.
Okay, you have one brother. Now what you need to do is you need to sit down and be honest with yourself. How did I treat my brother? How did I talk to my brother? Your brother might not be doing it. I mean, this is what it's about. It's about you. It's not about your brother. It's not about he hasn't or other because of what. It's about you. What have I done?
Right.
And if you have anything that you want to tell him, that I apologize for this, right? Then the only reason why you're doing it, if you choose to do it, is because you want to let him know that I'm hooking into another source of power. It's called forgiveness. Because I'm forgiving myself first, and I'm asking you to forgive me also. Now, the choice to forgive is totally on him. But you've
right.
done your part.
Right.
You sound like you've had Rosicrucian training. I'm familiar with that group. Very good group, very good teaching. In fact, in 1966, while I was a Marine in Vietnam, I received some books from that organization after answering a advertisement in a magazine. You know, we got some time to relax now and then. And I started studying pyramids. But anyway, that's what opened up my mind to what we call consciousness. Excuse me. And that's when I began to realize what Mr. International is alluding to is that consciousness is all giving and loving. And if you follow his path, you should be able to go in and out of life with no problems. Now, the question I want to ask Mr. International is this. You mentioned the word reborn. Have you ever heard of the term regenerated?
I have.
Do you believe that Jesus Christ regenerated himself?
Well, it all depends on, because I mean, some call it reincarnation, some call it regenerated, some call it reborn. I mean, you have to go back and look at actually what was taking place at that time. And it wasn't talking about a physical male this actually happening to this young lady where she was impregnated by via the Holy Ghost in the form of a dove or whatever religion it is. It's about geometrics. And so that recycling is the sun. That is the sun that they're speaking of. It has nothing to do with the physical man. But what it does is it does lay a heck of a blueprint on how you can plant your fields. You can harvest animals and know when to store and create irrigation systems. And, I mean, it's tremendous, and it's a lifesaver. And then after you get done doing everything that you've done, you can stand on the Nile Valley and you can watch the sun walk on the water. I mean, there's so many things that you can do with that. But as far as what's oldest is what I deal with. I don't deal with this stuff right here. No.
So you believe in consciousness then as the Pleiadians do in calling consciousness the creator, that is the creator, and has nothing to do with what men worship as gods here on earth. Do you believe there's a separate and all-knowing consciousness other than the gods on earth?
Well, not only that right there, but you're talking about collective consciousness, and that's what the Dojans, when you research the Dojan literature, they're talking about the collective consciousness. They're not talking about a singular consciousness. You know, when you start getting into that singular and things of the nature, right, that you're dealing with based again on what's called white supremacy, male domination. That's when that terminology starts to come in. Prior to that, it didn't exist. And so you have to go back a little further. And when you start researching the Dojan, it's a collective consciousness. It's not one, but from one comes many. That's what's on the back of your money. That's where they got that saying from the Dojans. I believe it's Irla de Plume or something to that effect. It's Greek. But when you go ahead and when you research that, you'll see the reason why they had to change things and do things. And for the most part, the Dojans would be a good start to figure out what's really going on with the collective consciousness.
Okay, you brought that term on. Now you have my interest in looking that up. Now, how do you spell that term? Dojan, D-O-G-O-N?
D-O-G-G-O-N. And when you get to the website and research these men and women, you'll have a better understanding of what it is that you need to do if that's what you choose to do.
Well, I'm right in the midst of my studies, and as I mentioned earlier, I'm finding that for me, my mind is opening up, and it's a big race that's going on, and I'm in the race, and I find it intriguing. And I thought I was a bad learner all my life, and I was. I was a bad learner. I didn't want to learn anything. Just wanted to exist. Well, I got tired of being on my knees and existing that it had to take a higher power to lift me up so I can stand on my feet and fight. And I think that when people start to realize what I realized also, changes are made, and more than likely for the better. So where are you at in the comment I just made?
Well, I'm nowhere in the comment that you just made, but what it is if hello?
Yes.
If the men and women that are listening rewind the first two songs that the young lady, the co-host, played, that will sum up. Listen to the words in the both songs, and also the first two. Learn how they coexist with one another, because those songs came in perfect harmony. Whether they, a lot of times men and women think that when someone plays something, they're only playing it that one time and then something comes afterward. No, these things are existing simultaneously. And when you put those two songs together, that's the reason why you're supposed to DJ, because you're trying to send a message to the men and the women. So I would say at that point where you're at, you can find that answer, and it'll agree with you in those two songs.
Co-host, can you play those two songs, please?
Well, actually, Mr. Robert, I wish I could. But we're not going to go into overtime today. It's storming here where I'm at. We got 10 more minutes in the show, and I wanted to ask you all if you would summarize. You have such a nice dialogue, and I want to know if James is still on the line.
Yes, I'm still on.
Okay, if you gentlemen could give your closing remarks, and Mr. Robert, the music director, uploads the music for us every day, so perhaps we could, you know, do something like that the next time. I sure appreciate you all being here, but if James, could you start, and then whoever wants to go next. He's been quiet the longest.
Yeah.
Whatever you'd like
to end. Say, but yeah, I just want to, you know, every day I just want to gain more knowledge, you know, learn more and study more. And yeah, I appreciate if you guys post links, you know, of like, you know, just more links on a lot of subjects that we could get more knowledge from if you guys post them on the chat. I'd appreciate it. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Thank you very much. And,
yeah, thank you, James.
Yes, thank you.
I'll be next. What I'm learning now is that I used to start studying the law of attraction. Well, I'm beginning to find out that that is nothing but bull. What's really what I'm involved with and is working for me now is called synchronicity. And that's just letting my thoughts known and allowing consciousness to fulfill it. So without me trying to be like it's all for me kind of thing and forget everybody else, which is a way of teaching of the law of attraction, I'm just letting go and letting God. And it's kind of hard because being an ex-Marine, well, once a Marine, always a Marine, you always want to be in charge. So that's been one of the greatest lessons that I've learned is you got to let go and let God.
Very good point, Mr. Robert. Thank you so much for all that you shared today. And Mr. International, what would you like to share in your closing remarks with us? Y'all are so knowledgeable.
Well, in those words of wisdom that he just spoke, I can say nothing but hand it back to the host.
Oh, well, I want to thank you all for your contributions today. And I'm sorry Mr. Talk had technical problems again. Perhaps tomorrow will be a better day. And I want James to know that I'm putting that link back in the chat room. This is a 7-hour presentation. That ought to keep you busy for a while, James. Sure did me. Are you there, James? Are you there?
Yes, I've opened the... Yeah, I've opened the... But you're right, it is 7 hours. I just noticed it. Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for that. I will be watching that video.
And perhaps next time you'll join us and we can talk about it, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for being here again. And I'm going to say good night. And hopefully tomorrow Mr. Talk will be back. I know you guys love him. We love you all. And so have a great evening. And I'm going to play the song again. If I can get it to work. We have been having terrible difficulties, technical difficulties.
My name is Stan Vaknin.
Oh,
I'm the author of my...
Sorry about that, folks. It's just jumping all over the place. It just won't let me go. So I'm going to say goodnight. If I can get the music to play, I do apologize. Don't know what's going on. I think
Sunny,
this is it.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, Sunny.
Where's everybody at?
Mr. Talk's coming back. Can you hear me, Mr. Talk?
I hear you. I hear you.
I don't know if the audience can hear you because I told them the show was over. Are we on overtime?
No, we got like 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left.
Okay, well,
it's
you
okay.
Think they can hear you or I can only hear you?
I don't know. Let's see. Can y'all hear me in the chat room? I know some of them still in the chat room. Chef Rob, H2O, Liz Carr, no L's. Huh?
You probably enter with the children, so you need to call on somebody else.
Anybody in the chat room, call on anybody. Can you hear me? I don't know. They may not be able to hear me. They may have hung up already. But it's
okay. And the music was playing, unless you turned it off.
I turned it off. But I think they're gone anyway. So we just try again tomorrow. Huh?
Why'd you turn it off? You was going to try to go into overtime?
Yeah, I was going to try. But we good.
I'm sorry. Antoinette had her grandchildren, so she couldn't help me. And we had pretty good dialogue for a long time. James, Robert, and Mr. International had a pretty good long conversation. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.